Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. Daf Mem Aleph in Maseches Kiddushin, the beginning of the second parak. We are on the end of the first parak, daf Mem Abeis. And just to let you know, as I got an email yesterday, 2 days ago is daf. Daf Lamed Tes and Kiddushin was the halfway point through Shas. So if any of you have been doing it since Brachas, we are in the second half of Shas. And those of you who have just started, then you know this is the halfway point, and to be machazik ourselves to continue. And Rez Hashem, Chazak ve'ematz, Chazak ve'ematz. Right, some days your voice is stronger than others, but every day it's another day of Shas. Here we go. Tanya, third wide line on Mem Beis. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gadol Talmud Shekatam Lachal Arba'im Shana. Learning Torah is so great because we got the Tzivui, the command to learn at Har Sinai 40 years before we got the Mitzvah of Challah. The Mitzvah of Challah we got right when we went into Eretz Yisrael, and Talmud Torah we got 40 years before that. How are you going to ask? It wasn't supposed to be that way. It wasn't supposed to be those 40 years, it was supposed to be sooner, but that's the way it was. Siyata d'shpaya. L'tshubas u'maisrus, and the Har Sinai was, even before Tshubas u'maisrus, Chabishim Arba, 54 years. Right? Because that was only Mechuyav after the 14 years of 7 years of conquering and 7 years of settling. So you see it's so great. L'shmitim, and it was before the first Shemitah, Shishim Achas, before 61 years, right? Because Shemitah came only 6 years after, or 7 years after, the first year of Trumas and Maestras, right? That cycle started. And finally, the Yovlos, it was before Yovel, Mea Vishalosh, 103 years. So that's more 1 minute. Mea Vishalosh, Mea Arba Avi, it should be 104. Because if the first year was 54, then 50 years later is 104. So the Gemara answer is, Ksavar Yovel Mitzchilasahu B'shamet. No, this opinion assumes that all the halachas of Yovel kick in at the beginning of Yovel. At the beginning of Yovel, where Rashi quotes the halacha, all right, by Yom Kippur, of the Avadim going free and the land going back to its rightful owner, that goes at the beginning. We discussed a little bit this, according to one Mandamer, there's a limbo period from Rosh Hashanah of Yovel to Yom Kippur of Yovel. The Avadim are free, but they don't go home yet. Either way, it's the beginning of the year, so that's why it's only considered 503 years after Matan Torah. Ukeshev, so that's the Gavlus of Talmud. Ukeshev shalimit kodil labaisa, kachkira kodil labaisa, and just like learning should come before action, like we said yesterday, Talmud comes first before Maisa, because it's maybe the day Maisa, kachkira kodil labaisa, so to Allah's lavo, we are going to be judged first on Torah before we are judged on our actions. Kidra Avamnuna, as Avamnuna says, Damar Avamnuna, Ein Tchilas Dino Shel Adam Ela Al Divrei Torah. The beginning of our din after 120 is going to be regarding Divrei Torah, regarding learning, Shenamar, Poter Mayim, Rashis Madon. Poter Mayim, if somebody, Rashi says, Porek Ol Torah, somebody throws away the Ol of Torah, Mayim is Torah, you pati yourself from Torah, Rashis Madon, that's the beginning of the din. It's the beginning of the din of a person. And just like the din is going to, we're going to be judged about that first, we're going to be rewarded for that first. Because we guarded the chukim and the toros. Tosas here in Dibur Maskil Ein asks that here it says that we're going to be the first item that we're going to be judged upon is Torah, but we all know the Gemara and Shabbos, the Flamed Aleph, we are going to be asked 6 questions, Lasalavo, and the first question is, did you do honestly a business? So yes, Tosas is a stira. So is the first question that we are going to be judged on Torah, or is the first question that we're going to wondering about honesty in business? So Tosas answers here, Tosas answers, Hainu dafka le'inyin shela, sheshoalim lo amasu matan. We're going to be asked first about Talmud Torah. But, mikomakom nifron mimenu, I'm sorry, we're going to be asked first about business. But we're going to be paid back first about Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, you know how to open that? From the top. From the top, stretch it out first. Good, and then pull it from the bottom. That's Tosis' answer. The question at first is going to be about Maso Matan, and we're going to be paid back first on Talmud Torah. That's Tosis here. Tosis is a Hedron Court, a different answer, Dav Zayin. But the third answer I want to do is the Gra, that I mentioned yesterday. The Maris Chayes quotes this from the Gra in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. He says, the Gra notes that it's fascinating, if you look at that Gemara in Shabbos, right, so we have this Gemara, the 6 questions that we're going to be asked, and Shabbos HaTav Emuna, did you out in business, Kavati Tim Torah, and Asakta Mepiri Yibiruvi, it's a piece of Yeshua. The line right before that, there's another 6 things mentioned. right? That's the six Siddurim, the makar of the Shisha Siddur Mishnah. By Emunah, Itecha, Chosin, Chos, Chachom, Adaz. Emunah, the Siddur Zeran. Itecha, Boed. Chosin, Siddur Nashim. So the Gra says, the six and six is just a coincidence? Says the Gra, no. All six questions here are parallel exactly in words to the six Siddurim. And really, each of these questions are about where you osek in a different one of the Siddurim. The first question, and that's what it, well, the question was, I thought Torah is the first one. It is the first one, because the Torah is everyone. Nasata v'tata b'emuna, where you osek in emuna. Previous emuna, zu seder zroim. Right, emuna means where you osek in seder zroim. Kavati itam haTorah. Right, what's the word? Itecha seder moed. It's amazing. The words are exactly the same. Asakta b'peri v'rivya. You also get Beravu, the Seder Nashim, right? The previous line, right? The Choset Seder Nashim. And what does even Rashi say? Rashi says, Seder, Chosen, where's the Rashi? Rashi, he picks up on it. Kavata Ita Matorah, period of Arivia, Hainu Chosen, Rashi says. What is Rashi saying that for? Because he's linking the two Gemaras. Tipisali Yeshua, it's the Yeshua. That's what is that? That's the Yeshua, says Seder Nezikin. It's an exact parallel, all six words. Why? To teach you that all six questions, says the Gra, is going to be about Talmud Torah. Is this the Pashtus? Is this the, there's definitely something deep there. The six of the six parallel each other, and that's how you answer Tosfos Kasha here. Let's get Tosfos Kasha that it's all about Divrei Torah. Okay. That's a Gra to take home. Says the Gemara, second to last line. Kol she'en, according to the Mishnah, kol she'en lo b'mikra v'lo b'mishnah. The Mishnah had said, if anybody learns mikra, Mishnah, derech eretz, so then that's a chuta mishulash, and that's great. But if somebody is not, then eino min hayishuv. They don't deserve to be part of society. And the Rambam quoted that they might as well not be part of society. They're not contributing. Tana Rabban, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, upasul la'edus. And if somebody is not well versed in any of these three, that he is pasul la'edus, because since he's not part of society, not min hayishuv, then he's not makbar on himself, he's not makbar on others, and he won't, we can't trust him in giving testimony. Tana Rabban and someone else, ha'ochel bashuk, somebody who eats in the street, somebody who eats in the marketplace, ha'rez edom lekelev. It's like a dog eats in the marketplace. V'yeshomer pasul la'edus. Some even say that he's pasul la'edus. Amar vidi bar avin alachak yeshomerim. Alachak like yeshomerim. Why is this? So again, Rashi says, he's not makban on his kavod to be eating a slice of pizza while he's walking in the street. So he is surely not responsible to be makban on other people's kavod. He's not makban on his own kavod. Tosfos quotes, but what do you mean? You find that maram that ate in the street. So Tosfos quotes, maybe it means Rebbe Chananel, Tupshatim, refers to Rebbe Chananel, maybe it means that he grabbed from others and then he ate it in the street. Which Tosfos says, that's Geneva. You don't need that, only just that to be Ochel Bashuk. So Tosfos says, maybe he grabbed something that was less than a Shema Pruta, or something that people aren't makbid on. But either way, according to Tosfos, it has nothing to do with eating per se, it has to do with something about grabbing. But the second day of Tosfos, Rebbe Tam says, maybe it's only by bread, not by other things. Meaning, if you have a snack food that's meant to be eaten as a snack, so maybe it doesn't apply. Even, according to Tosfos, maybe even cookies. Even if it's mizonos, maybe that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Rabbi Tam says, at the end, only bread. Only bread. The Ritva has a line when he quotes this to Rabbi Tam. He says, maybe it's only if you're ochel u'mivarech bashuk. Maybe it's about benching on the run. That's somebody who's not makpid, he's not mesudar, and therefore he is pasul. Either way, this is something that member of Rav Victor Miller was once asked. He says, if you know Rav Victor Miller, to know the answer that he gives, he says, you know, it says that if you eat in the shuk, you're a dog. What if you only eat a cookie? So he says, okay, then you're a puppy. So he's, you know, you have to try to be a mesudar and eat in a proper setting. Darash bar kapara. Ragzon lo also biyado ella ragzanusa. If somebody gets angry, all he has with him, all he can show for it, is his anger. Meaning, it doesn't get you anywhere in life. Ula adam tov mat even momi pri maasav. But if we're a good person, then we give him even the fruit of his labors. V'chol she'ena lo b'mikra lo mishav lo b'derech eretz. If anybody's not involved in any of these, like the Mishnah said, dor hana'am imenu. Dor from the word neder. Be no der, vow hanah from him. Stay away from him. Shnemar v'moshav leitzim lo yashav, moshavo, moshav leitzim. His moshav is the moshav leitzim. Hadronach isha nikneis, I think that's the longest parak in Shas. And now we get into ha'ish v'kaddish. Okay. I apologize in advance that really you could spend hours and hours and hours on every daf in Shas, but especially on the ish v'kaddish, but we'll have to do what we can. If anybody wants more on the first 5-6 plots, or if you look at the Tuesday night shiurim last year on the other websites. Okay, but we'll try to do what we can. Okay, Hishpakadesh Bo Bishlucho. A man can get married through himself. He can get married himself or with his shliach. Or the shliach. There is an amazing opinion quoted in some of the Rishonim here. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes these Rishonim in Gilyon Yashas right here, who suggest that maybe there is something different about the marriage through a shliach and the marriage of the personal marriage. Right, you would think, what do you mean? What's the difference? And you can do it through a shliach, you're still an Eishes Ish. The Meiri quotes a daya here that if you get married through a shliach, you don't make a bracha. There's no birchas erisin if you get married through a shliach. The Meiri quotes. Ksas ga'onim kasvu she'ein shliach mevarech. V'afal pisha shliach shel truma mevarech. B'zu hari nigmaras ha-mitzvah al-yado. There, by truma, the mitzvah is finished. Aval kidushin lo nigmara ad knisa l'chupa. It's not finished yet. U'ba'osa sha'a mevarech. Afal kidushin. And if, when a man says a shliach to do kiddushin, so then the bracha is held off, and he makes both brachas by chuppa. Shari chuppa shiyari mitzvahim va'over la'asiyasan mikri. So the Meiri says, we, most Rishonim don't pass in that way. They say you do make a bracha, even b'shas, even if a shliach. But there's another permutation. Some Rishonim quote that if you do it through a shliach, you make the brachas again, b'shas. B'shas Nisuin. And that's Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes. So where does that come? V'davar matmiya. Kiven to sof, chaluk kiddush ar de shliach. What are you making another bracha for? She's an Eish Azish already. You need a get if she wants to get divorced. So what, that you did it through a shliach? So that's where he says, we better say this all the way at the beginning of the Masechta. He says, we find a precedent about this at the end of Masechta Shabbos. The end of Masechta Shabbos says, Dafkuf Memches, that if you have a shepherd that you used to take animals from, that was makdish your carbon Pesach for you. So the Gemara says, there's a kiyum for you to be makdish the carbon Pesach again yourself after when you get to the animal. So you see, by Hakdasha, there's a personal element involved if you could do it again yourself. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, we've seen already a few times the connections between kiddushin and hektish. Daf beis asar kol abaka hektish. Daf vav we have hafshata kiddushin is going to spread out in the whole body. You're bakadish a woman's arm or one woman, and it spreads just like a carpet. If you're bakadish a part of a carpet, we've seen a number of examples already of comparing of kiddushin and hektish. So he says maybe here too that is the reason. But either way, that's, you find some evidence that there is a difference between the Maisa Kiddusha done through a shliach and the Maisa Kiddusha done by oneself. Another important issue that's brought up right at the beginning of this parak is when the husband or the wife appoint the shliach. Does that need edim? Does the minui shlichus need edim? Is that part of the marriage ceremony? So you would say, is that part of the marriage ceremony? But you might say, what do you mean? This is just a preparatory stage. If you look at the Rambam says in Ishus Gimel Yud Tezvav, the Rambam says, "Kol osa shliach lekaba kiddushin, sarach lasosa b'fnei shnei edim." The Rambam is mechalek. The woman's shliach, you have to do it in front of two edim. Aval ha'isha osa shliach lekadesh lo isha, ain't it sarach lasosa b'edim? Does not need edim. What's the difference? Shliach l'alacha, shliach l'kabbalah. The Rambam says, shliach l'kabbalah. The appointment of the edim needs to be witnessed, but not the man. Why? She'ein makom le'edim b'shlichus ha'ish. What would you have to witness the appointment of the witnesses for by the man? Ela lahodi amitas hadavar. The only reason you need edim is to make sure it's true. So if they both admit, no problem. That's the sheet of the Rabbah Bis Bachalik. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? Ava b'kiddushin. Afilu shnei amodim eino klum. Ki modu ha'shlich v'sholech nami lo klubu. Says the Ravid the other way. They both need edim. They're both part of the Davar Sheba'erva, and the Ravid says both Shliach LaKabbalah and Shliach LaHolacha need to be witnessed. The meaning of the Edim. This isn't just regular meaning of the Edim. Obviously, there's something underneath here that even the appointment of the witnesses to accept or to give the Kiddushin is part of the somehow stretched out marriage ceremony, part of the Davar Sheba'erva, and therefore it's going to need to be witnessed according to the Ravid. And the Ritva here on our Mishnah quotes the Shita of the Ravid. Okay, there are other shitas, but we'll mention those two. Now, so the man can get married with himself or with a shliach. Ha'isha miskadeshes bo b'shlucha. A woman can get married with herself, or she can send the shliach, or shliach l'kabbalah, to accept kiddushin for her. Ha'ish mekadeshes bituk shinara bo b'shlucha. Also, which I will go back to later, a man can marry off his daughter when she is a na'ara, through himself, or the man, the father, could also appoint a shliach. Ask the Gemara, Hashtu b'shlucha mekadesh bo miboy, if the man could get married through a shliach, so why does it even have to mention that he could do it himself? everything that you can do through a shliach, obviously you can do yourself. So why does it say bo? Amar of Yosef, mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho. To allude to us to the halacha that there's a mitzvah for you to do mitzvah, the mitzvah yourself, more than doing it through a shliach. Ki hadar of savar machrech resha, Rava Malach Shibuta. Like Rav Safra used to roast the head of the fish for Shabbos, and Rava used to salt it, right, in order to get ready to do Kavit Shabbos b'gufa. What does it mean, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho? So there's a Rashi here. First Rashi says, mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, t'chi asik gufo b'mitzvos. When a person is osik in the mitzvah, mikabel schar tfei. He gets more schar. Achronim or medayik, that it sounds like from Rashi that the mitzvah itself has not changed. The mitzvah itself is not changed whether you do it yourself or through a shliach. The gavra is changed. The person is elevated when he does a mitzvah himself, right? He gets more schar, and that's mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. Get schar halicha if you do it yourself, right? Get schar halicha if you do it yourself. That's the Gemara in Brachas talks about. The question is of the Achronim, amazing that in Shas you only find this principle by two mitzvos. Mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. You find it by Kavod Shabbos, and you find it by Kiddushin. Those are the only two mitzvahs that it applies to. So there's a lot to talk about. First of all, does it apply by all mitzvahs? So the Magen Avraham says, all mitzvahs! These are just two examples. And if you look at Rashi, the Radai, the Asik Gufo, b'mitzvos. B'mitzvos. Right, it's plural. B'mitzvah. So that's the Digat Rashi, and also the Tosas Riazake in the first line. Kol mitzvah shomutel asalav, yasa b'gufo v'laydei shliach, any mitzvah. Any mitzvah that you have in front of you. There are, though, a number of achronim, a minority of achronim, which limit it. Which limit it to certain types of mitzvahs. Doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. Mitzvah by Yisrael B'shlucha. Only applies to certain mitzvahs. The Yad HaMelech, according to Pesach Tshuva, maybe only these two. Gotta figure out why these two. Kavod Shabbos and Kiddushin. But there is also a Tshuva of the Maharach HaZarua. The son of the Azarua, Rav Chaim HaZarua, who also asked this question. He says, once this is true, why don't you ever say by Shechita? Mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho, you never find that there's a bigger key for you to shecht than you said the shliach to shecht, or hafresh eschala. So he has two answers. Number one, he says maybe you can be machalik between mitzvahs that are focused on the maisa and mitzvahs that are focused on the result, the totzah. The only time you find mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho is where the action is important. The maisa ha-mitzvah, so then it's a key for you to do the maisa. But if it's result-oriented, it's just about getting something done, so then maybe you don't apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. So for example, hafresh eschala, ein mitzvasan ela shetetakin o'isa. You want the dough to be mesukan. Right? It's a matir, right? What we would call it. It's not a mitzvah, it's a matir. So if it's a matir, if it's result-oriented, so then he would say you wouldn't apply the principle by mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. That's number one. And then he quotes another answer, maybe only by kiddushin or by Kavod Shabbos. What are those two examples of? They're examples where the shliach himself gets no benefit. She'ein shliach nana min kiddushin klum. The adaraba nifsad she'ne'aseres alav. Right, one woman less on the market. So there, then to where you would apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. Do it yourself, because he's not getting any benefit. Aval shchita v'afresh eschala v'chayotze behen lo yeh mitzvah yosef b'shlucho. But by shchita, he might get some benefit also. So you might as well do it. Or afresh eschala, he might be able to eat from this. So that's his other chiluk, and he has to work out all the mitzvahs to fit in. What about Shabbos? Right, he doesn't deal with that one. Doesn't deal with that in the, even though those are the only two. But that's the Rov Rishonim and Achronim. Many Achronim use this principle all over. Mitzvah Yosef B'Shlucho. But those are the two. Rov Rishonim assume it applies all over. But the Maharach HaZarua and the Yad HaMelech quotes, maybe it's limited to specific mitzvahs. The other issue that's quoted here, that's major discussed, the first sugya in the second parak, is the language. Mitzvah bo Yosef B'Shlucho. So what mitzvahs are we talking about here? So let's talk about each one. Kiddushin. Kiddushin to mitzvah? Getting married a mitzvah, that's a major machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam holds clearly in five different places that getting married is a mitzvah. Not just having children, which everybody agrees is a mitzvah, puravu, but getting married itself is a separate mitzvah, say daraisa. The Rambam says, Gidei Hilchos Ishus, Lisa Isha, Biksuba Vikidushin. Getting married, Biksuba Vikidushin. Interesting lashon, isn't Ksuba to Rabbanan? What's he putting Ksuba into the mitzvah? We've discussed that in the past, not now. Lisa Isha B'suva Kiddushin. And the Rambam says it all chabez. V'likuchin elu, mitzvahs aseh shel Torah hei. It's mitzvah daraisa. And the Rambam says as well, in
in the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Reish Yud Gimel, Tzivanu Livo B'Kiddushin. Clearly, the Rambam also in Perek Gimel, when he talks about the brachos of Erisin, said under the chuppah, he says you make the bracha before you put the ring on. It's the bracha of the mitzvah. That's the shita of the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, the language here, mitzvah bo is fine. Mitzvah bo yasui b'shlucha. The problem is the Rush. The Rush says here in Ksubis, in Aleph Yud Beis, in Ksubis, famous Rush, that getting married is not a mitzvah. Getting married is only a hechsher mitzvah, a preparatory stage to puravu, but it's not a mitzvah. You know why the Masada Kedushin says the brachas under the chuppah? Because there's no reason for the chassan to say it. It's not the chassan's mitzvah. It's brachas of shevach bahodah. It's praise that we have this wonderful institution called marriage, but there's no reason for the chassan to say it. It's brachas shevach bahodah. So according to the Rush, we do the Gemara. So you see mitzvah bo, yosi b'shlucho, applied to even a hechsher mitzvah. So it applies to all hechsher mitzvahs. It's more of a key for me to go buy the lulav, that to send you to buy the lulav. It's a bigger key for me to cut the shofar off of the ram than for you to do it. So the Nitziv says maybe not. The Nitziv is medayik in the last shiltos in Kuf Samach Tes, that the shiltos there says, when he quotes the mitzvah of a sukkah, he says that the mitzvah is to build a sukkah and sit in it. And the Nitziv says, what do you mean to build a sukkah? Someone says to build a sukkah. So that's where the Nitziv develops his idea that there are two types of hechsher mitzvahs. There's a hechsher mitzvah haksuva batorah. There's a hechsher mitzvah that's written in the Torah. The Torah itself alludes to the preparatory stage. And the hechsher mitzvah that's not haksuva batorah. Most hechsher mitzvahs are not alluded to in the Torah. Right? What did it say? Put a makkah on your roof. Does it say buy a makkah in the Torah? No. So that doesn't have any special significance. But by five or six mitzvos, there's a hechsher mitzvah that's alluded to in the Torah. Chag asukos ta'aselacha. Build a sukkah. Ukshartam la'osa, right? Ukhsavtam abzuzuz be'sechav reisharecha. Write the mezuzah. Ukhsavtam. Right? Va'asu lahem tzitzis. Make tzitzis. Even though the mitzvah is to wear the tzitzis, that's to hang the mezuzah. Right? But these are hechsher mitzvahs to tuvas b'Torah, therefore it says that it's siv. Certain rules that only apply to actual mitzvos would apply also to hechsher mitzvahs to tuvas b'Torah. Like mitzvah b'yasu b'shlucha. Like he says, osik b'mitzvah patam b'mitzvah. Like mitzvah b'liyat chatach b'sena. All these principles would apply even to hechsher mitzvahs. So it says that it's siv. That's this Gemara. Hechsher mitzvahs aksubas b'Torah, kiddushin is kikach hashisha. Even according to the Rush, it's hechsher mitzvahs aksubas b'Torah. Kavod Shabbos, that's in the Navi, it's in Yeshayahu, but it's also part of a shomer v'nei sol Shabbos. You guard Shabbos by preparing everything before Shabbos. So kavod Shabbos is really a derabbanan, which is part of the daraisa of v'shamru, and therefore it's also a hechsher mitzvahs aksubas b'Torah, and that's maybe a limit here, an explanation here, even according to the Rush. Okay.
Is making
Kiddush is a mitzvah daraisa of Zachar. Again, the Gras says the chalek to kavod and oneg is kavod is before Shabbos and oneg is on Shabbos. That's the Vilna Gaon's chalek. So Kiddush would be a mitzvah, but it's drinking it as part of oneg Shabbos.
There's no problem with being yotzei with somebody else.
No problem with right somebody else. That's shomei ka'one. That's the chakir. How does shomei ka'one work? Is that mitzvah bo yotzei b'shlucho? If somebody's saying it for you, is that good enough? Or is it not mamish? Right, that's also a discussion. Yeah, we could focus on a lot here. So another halacha, if you look, interesting, the level of chiyuv for kavod Shabbos. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch, I like to be mitaik, says, Yisader Shulchano, bear of Shabbos. You have to set your tail on Erev Shabbos, Lashon Zachar, Yisader. Ha'ara. Right, Yisader Shulchano. Right, I mean, you can do it Thursday night also. I have a busy day Friday, you can do it Thursday night. Number two, the language of kavod Shabbos. Look at the Rambam uses the Lashon of chayuv. Chayiv lasos mashu begufo. The Shulchan Aruch, for some reason, changes it to yishtadel. Try, according to our modern translation. The Bir Halacha wonders why the Shulchan Aruch changes it, but we should definitely try to do something with our bodies as much as we can. The Aruch HaShulchan just wonders why so many people don't do Kavod Shabbos begufo with their bodies, so the answer should be they're wrong. Right, they should do something. So he has a radical answer. Again, the Kedarka Bakod is trying to be mastic the minhag of Klal Yisrael. He says, why do so many people not do it? It must be Ishtoku Gufo. So don't quote that one at home. But that's, again, to use that principle. So, you know, your wife will say back to you, Balka Ishto, I'm going out. Right, that the, but again, that's, the Aruch HaShulchan uses that in a very radical application. Okay, a lot more, but we continue. Ikata Amre. So why does it say bo in the Mishnah to teach me that you do it yourself? Or Ikata Amre, Baha Yisur Anami Yisbe, to teach me that it's even an Isser if you don't do it yourself. Kidu Rav Yehuda Marav. Dam Rav Yehuda Marav. Like Rav says, Asla Adam Shekadish Adisha Shirena. You're not allowed to marry a woman until you see her. Until you see her. Why? Shemayir Abadavar Maguna. v'tisgana alav. Maybe you won't like her. You'll find something about her that you don't like, and she'll become repugnant to you, and therefore the marriage will be a terrible marriage. V'rachman amar v'atol recha kamocha. And the Torah says atol recha kamocha, meaning you can't go into something where you know it's going to be problematic. Relationship. It's amazing that in Shas, the pasuk atol recha kamocha is hardly used for what we know that it's used for. Doing mitzvahs, being nice, what do you use it for? Here, seeing your wife before you marry her. Where else? If you have a choice how to kill somebody, do it in the nicer way. Brar lo misa yafa, says twice. So that's v'atol recha kamocha? So it is, but that's the extreme application. Right, a woman is not, right, niskal this way, but that way, because of v'atol recha kamocha. It's amazing, in Shas, you don't find it in the regular way. You have the backwards, right, by Hillel in Shabbos, you have, well, you don't want to do it to yourself, don't do it to your friend. He told the ger on one leg. But generally, the Hadrach HaMocha, you know, you don't find, in general, by the regular usages. So, says the Gemara, so really the bow is referring to the Yisur, V'chi Idmar, the Rav Yosef HaSeifa Idmar. And where Rav Yosef's line about mitzvah bow is really going on the Seifa of the Mishnah. A woman can get married, her shliach, hasha b'shlucha, b'kdashah b'ami b'ay. So by a woman, if she can use her shliach, so why did it say her? Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah bow, yisvah b'shlucha, same thing. So it's mitzvah greater for her to do it than to her shliach. Kiyadar of Savar Machach Reisha, Rav Abal Shibuta. Aval beha isur lespa. But regarding a woman, there is no isur. Why? For her not to see her husband before she gets married. Kiyadar Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish says, which we've had, Damar Reish Lakish, Tavla Mesav Tendum, Mesav Armalo. Literally, a woman would rather be with two bodies than to sit as a widow. Meaning a woman that is less makpida on certain things about her husband than the husband is about his wife. So therefore, we have less issues about a woman not seeing the husband before, then vice versa. Okay, the big discussion in the Achronim on this line is that we say the principle of mitzvah ba yosri b'shulucha even by the woman. Does a woman have a mitzvah to get married? Or according to the Rush, does the woman have a mitzvah peruvu? No. So what does it mean mitzvah ba yosri b'shulucha? What mitzvah are we talking about here? What mitzvah are we talking about by the woman? So the Ran says she's misayas, the man's mitzvah. So they ever ask a woman, yeah, I'm a big misayaya. Yeah, I'm a big misayaya. Without me, that obviously doesn't mean it, that obviously she's the main doer of the mitzvah. But the different formulations here about the woman's part of the mitzvah. The Rashid al-Nodalami says, she's chayv in puruvu midirabanan. Yeah, no source for that really. Chayv in puruvu midirabanan, or she does it as an einu mitzvah v'yoseh. That's mitzvah v'yoseh b'shlucho, even as an einu mitzvah v'yoseh. Amazing usage. The Meiri's lashon here is that even though she's Potiphar Puravu, she's not Mufka Lagamre from the mitzvah. She's not Mufka Lagamre. What exactly does that mean? That's what he says. So the Karban Isanal says, what about Lasheves? Lasheves Yitzar, but that's only Durabanan. The mitzvah Durabanan to populate the world, even after you have a boy or a girl, every child you have is a mitzvah of Lasheves, so maybe that's what it refers to. That's what the Karban Isanal says. But then you're saying mitzvah bo applies even to mitzvah Durabanan, which is fine, but that's what one has to say. Okay, right. Says the Gemara, Haish Bakadish is Bidok Shinara. A man can marry off his daughter when she's a Nara. Shinara ink Shiktana lo? Not when she's a Ktana? He can marry off even when she's a Ktana. So why does the Mishnah only say Nara? 12 to 12 and a half. Messiah Leila Rav. It's a support of Rav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Yitamer Rabbi Elazar. Asur L'Adav Shikadish Bidok Shiktana. A man shouldn't marry off his daughter when she is very young until she gets older. Achatagdo V'tomar B'ploni Ani Rotze. Right? I want to marry Ploni, so you got to wait. You know, even though it's Mikra Din allowed and works, but a person should not do it. Amazing Tosfos, historical Tosfos, the second half of Tosfos Asur, V'achshav, middle Tosfos, V'achshav sha'anu no'agim v'kadosh b'noseinu avilu k'tanos. This is Bali Tosfos, right, in the 1200s. What about Bizman Hazeh? Tosfos says, we marry off our daughters even when they're very young. Hainu shemishum b'chol yom v'yom ha'golus misgaber aleinu. Right, the Crusades are going on. There's craziness in the world. Right now, you can marry her off and have her taken care of economically, financially. So then do it now. You have a dowry to give now. The father wants to give it. If you don't do it now, who knows what tomorrow will bring. So therefore, Tosfos says, in his day, it was common. It was more common to marry off the daughters when they're very young because so that they will be able to have their financial stability guaranteed now. Next, Shlichus Minalan. Here it is, the major sugya in Shas on Shlichus. One of the major sugyas in Shas. So what's the makar that you can make a shliach? What's the makar? The Mishnah says you make a shliach to get married. What's the makar? How do you know? Me no. Well, Tanya. Vishilach. Right, it says Vishilach Nadur Malamichu was a shliach. That teaches me that the man can make a shliach. Vishilcha Malamichu, who also he also a shliach. Teaches me that she can make a shliach. Vishilach Vishilcha Malamichu, shliach was a shliach. Teaches me that the shliach can make a shliach. Again, there's something to say about every line here. Let's just finish it first. Ashkachan by Gerishin, because there should be no one. Fine, by Gerishin, this is all true. By Kiddushin, how do you know it also would work? If you want to say you learn from Gerishin, no, Gerishin is Balkarcha of the woman, and therefore you might have thought that it has a different halach status in Shlichus. So we compare Makash Avaya Yitzia, like we had earlier, Mayitzia Mashvi Shliach, Avaya Nami Mashvi Shliach. Just like Gerishin can make a Shliach, so too Kiddushin, one can make a Shliach. So the Rishonim pick up on every line here. First of all, once you have a makar that a man can make a shliach in marriage, so why do you need a different makar for a woman? What do you need a different makar for a woman? Or it's by Gerishin first. What do you need a different makar for? So that's the Tosfos HaRash. This is a very much quoted Tosfos HaRash here. Tosfos HaRash says, because Gerishin is Bal Karcha, so you might have thought the man who's really strong in this process, he's strong enough to make a shliach. But a woman who's very passive in this cannot make a shliach. To have a meaning, the balo shayach shayach shlichos. Yin magarish elmi daito. Aval ishes miskareshes balkarcho lo olim maisa dida kulehai. Shetuchal limno shliach bimkoma. What's the pshat? This is used by Reb Chaim and many other achronim to say the background of shlichos, the point of shlichos is bailos. Bailos. Are you in control of this process? If you're in control of the process, so then you can make a shliach. That's a Tosa Rush here. The man is in control of the process. That's the Havamina that only he can make a Shliach. Kabash Malan, no. Even the woman is involved. You need her Yad, and therefore even she can make a Shliach. Right? You got this from Tosfos in Maseches Ksubos and Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara there says that there's a link between Tnai and Shliach. Whatever you can make a condition on, you can make a Shliach on. Chalitza, for example, you can't make a Tnai on. Chalitza, it's going to matter you on condition that it rains tomorrow. You can't do that by a Chalitza. You could do that by a marriage. You could do that by a divorce, not by a chalitza. And the Gemara links Tnai and Shlichus. Tosa says there. Is there a Svara? So Tosa says, yes, Bailus. Doesn't say that word, but he basically says that principle. That if you're in control of the process enough, so then there are two ramifications. Tnai and Shlichus are both outgrowths of Bailus. One doesn't lead to the other. They both come from the concept of Bailus. That's the Tosfos HaRash here, and that's an idea that we're going to come back to many times through the sugyas of Shlichus. The Pnei Yeshua has a different pshat here. What's the Havamina that you would exclude women? And again, there's something that we're going to talk about now more also. That is because you might think that by a woman there's a problem of Mili. If you remember, we discussed Mili back at the end of Maseches Gittin. Mili means that Mili lo mimsri l'shliach. Words cannot be given over to a shliach. You have to give a shliach over something concrete. What does concrete mean? Many different pshatim. As we'll mention in a minute. But the Pnei Yeshua says, you might have thought that the problem of Mili even applies to appointing a shliach in the first place. That I can't appoint a shliach unless I give him an object. Unless I give him a shtar. Kamashla says that, so that's why a man gives his shliach a ring or a get. So therefore, that's good. But by a woman, you're my shliach to accept the get or the kiddushin. What did she do? She didn't give him anything. So that's why you might have thought it doesn't work. Kamash Lan says the Pnei Yeshua, the problem of Mili is only by appointing a second shliach. Shliach 1 appointing shliach 2. But appointing shliach 1 is not a problem. And that is what we assume, that Mili is only a problem of shliach 1 appointing shliach 2. It has to be something concrete. Yeah. She can appoint the man for it to be a shliach.
Well, because if it would be a woman, it would be
a... No, she can appoint the woman as long as the woman's a shliach and not accepting it for herself. The other machlokas here is on the third line. So we say, makar number one, a man can make a shliach. Makar number two, a woman can make a shliach. Makar number three, a shliach can make a shliach. Is that third line going on both line one and two? Or only going on line one? Could a woman shliach make another shliach? That is a huge discussion. Many Rishonim say no. And Rishonim say no because it's a problem of Mili. This shliach doesn't have anything. The Tosfos Rid says he doesn't have a physical object. So how could he appoint a second shliach? That's a problem of Mili. The Kadosh Midruz, quoted in the Mordechai here, some have it as Rudosh, some has it as Druz. Either way, says that only a man shliach can make another shliach. You know why? Because he could do Gerishin Bal Karcha. That shows he is an all-powerful shliach. He is already a stand-in for the man, so he could appoint another shliach. It's already basically done, he says. Because the woman has no choice in the matter. Masha Enkein, even a shliach of a baal by kiddushin cannot appoint another shliach. Says the Kalibri Radish. The only one who could appoint another shliach is a shliach lehalacha by get. Because he has all power, it's as if it happened already. And just one other makar, man, we don't have time. It's a Meshachachman Chayesara. Meshachachman Chayesara. When Eliezer gets to the people he's getting a wife for Yitzchak, so it says, Vayomer me Hashem yatsa davar lo nuchal davar elecha tibar elecha ra'u tov. Says the Meshachachman, 1 minute. Avraham was a shliach of Eliezer. Avram was a shliach of Yitzchak. Eliezer was a shliach of Avram. How did Avram appoint Eliezer? It's a problem of Mili. Mili l'mimsri l'shliach. So how did Avram even appoint Eliezer? So mehashem yatzah hadavar. Hashem yatzah hadavar, it has to happen. There's no going back. So it's like a shliach l'halacha by get, meaning there's no choice in the matter, and therefore that's why it was allowed to happen. He says that al derech tzachus. This week's parsha. Parsha's Chayesar. Okay, there's a lot more, but we have to go. Says the Gemara, so that's the makar by Gerushin and Kiddushin. Ela hadatzan, but the Mishnah says in Trumas. Ha'omer l'shluchot, say Trum, go take off Truma. Torim kadas balabayis, if I tell a shliach, go take off Truma, but I don't tell him how much to take off. How much is Truma midaraisa? Kol shu, right? Chita achas pateres sakri. One chita, which we've spoken about before. So how much do you do? So he needs, no, there's three measurements. 1/40th for somebody who's a great guy, who's a big baal tzedakah, 1/50th or 1/60th. So the shliach should try to figure out what the baal habayis would want to do. The imeni yodeh das baal habayis, if he doesn't know, turn bebeinu esechem mechamishim. So give the middle one 1/50th. That's the middle measurement. Pichet asara ahosav asara. Let's say he does less than a tenth or more than a tenth. Truma's a truma. As long as it's in the 1/40th, 1/60th range, it is good enough. Which is less, which is more? Is less 1/60th or is less 1/40th? It's machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Either way. But minala, and ask the Gemara, what's the makar for making a shliach by truma? V'chitei medialach migerishin. If you want to say, you learn it from gerishin. Gerishin teaches me truma. Mala gerishish gen yeshin cho. No, gerishin is not kadosh. So you might think that's why it's easier to make a shliach there. So Amar Kura Tem Gamatem, L'Rabos Hashal Shliach. Right, we have a special makar by Truma to teach me even a shliach kid. You could have put the shliach by Truma. So why don't you write it by Truma and then learn Kiddushin and Gerushin from there? So Mishum Dikala Mifrach, Shkin Yeshnam B'machshava. No, Truma, you can't even be mafrish just in your mind. So you see it's easier. So that's why there you might be able to make a shliach, unlike Gerushin and Kiddushin. What does it mean, actual machshava? So Rashi seems to take it literally. Rashi here says on top that you look at one side of the field and think that's truma and then eat on the other side of the field. Other Rishonim say, no, don't take machshava literally. What machshava means, and this is what the Rashba here quotes and the Shita Nodal Ami, what machshava here means is that you are mafreshit physically, but you don't call it truma yet. That's what machshava here means. Okay, and there's a lot of lumdis behind that machlokas, but we'll just mention it right now. The Hadatai, so that's the makar by Gin and Kiddushin, and by Truma. What about Karban Pesach? V'adetan, the Mishnah says, Chaburush Avet Pischa. Let's say you have a group who lost their Karban Pesach. V'yamru le'echot seyu bakesh v'shchot aleinu. Go look and search for our lost Pesach. V'halachu matzah v'shachat. And he found the Karban Pesach. V'hin lachu v'shachtu. And they found the... They bought a new Karban Pesach. So which was shechted first? Im shalom ishchai rishon. If the one they sent him to find their Karban Pesach, if that was shechted first, hu ochel mishalo, vein ochel v'shosim imo. So then they go with him, meaning he was their shliach. So again, minalon, how do you know there's a shlichus by Karban Pesach? It's amazing. Shlichus is not a svara. You have to find a makar by each context. V'chitei medialach v'hanach levi, say you learn it from the others. All the others, even Truma, is different than Hektish. So you might think it's easier there. So you learned it from Yeshua ben Karcha. How do you know that principle? All of the Bnei Yisrael shech the Karban Pesach. Is everybody shechting? Is only one shochet for a group. Must be that Shlucha Shalom Kamoso, you learn it from Karan Pesach. Fine. So Nichla Rachmana Bekasha Benesi Hanach Benigru Minei. So why do you learn it from Karan Pesach? What do you need all the Makaros for? Mishum Dikala Mifrach Malakashim Shkain Rov Maaseim Ayde Shliach. No, there's a difference because by Kachim, most Avod is done by Shliach anyway. So therefore, maybe there's some special connection between Kachim and Shlichus, but you couldn't learn it out. What do you mean Rov Maaseim? Why Rov? Why not Kol? Shchita. Shchita Ksher Bazar. So shechita, the Bilam could do, so that's why it's only rov and not kol. Says the Gemara, chadabi chadabalasiya, tesi chadabi tarti. So you can't learn any one from one. What about writing two out of three? Right, we have Gittin Kedushin, we have Truma, and we have Karan Pesach. So why don't you write two out of three? Why do you have to need all three? So hey tesi, lo nechta rachmana, hey tesi, which one would you bring from the other two? Lo nechta rachmana bakachim. Let the Torah not write it by Kachem etetze mihanach and learn it from the others. Malahanash ken yesh nechol etzel Kachem. That won't work because all the others are on a lower level, different category. That wouldn't work. Lo netzrach by the begershin etetze mihanach. Don't write it by gershin. Malahanash ken yesh nemachshava. Both by Truma and Kachem, you could do it b'machshava. Rashi explains even by Kachem. You think to give a carbon, it might automatically be a carbon. Elo netzrach by Truma etetze mihanach. So leave out Truma. So don't write it by Truma and you will learn it from Kachem and Gerishin and Kiddushin. So Hakanami, yes, you're right. That would work. You don't need a separate makar by Truma. El atem gatem lamali. So what do you need the makar by Truma for? Me by Lilikud Rabbi Yanai. You're right. It's to teach me the halacha of Rabbi Yanai. Dem Rabbi Yanai gamatem gamatem maatem bnei bris avshulchachem bnei bris. To teach me that non-Jews are excluded from being a shliach, just like you are bnei bris. So too your shliach has to be a guy. A Jew cannot be a guy. Es pnei Yeshua, but goyim can bring karbanos. Goyim can bring karbanos, so you have to say there's something different there. It's not real shlichus, or the other kohanim are really shluchei derachmana. Okay, so halam likra, the Gemara continues, why do you need a pasuk for this, that goyim are excluded from being a shliach? It's a svara. You learn it from Rabbi Abba. An evet cannot be a shliach to accept the get from her husband, because he is not included. So an Eved can't be a shliach. So somebody who is not betoras, who is not in the parsha, he cannot be a shliach. So it's a svara. You don't need a pasuk to exclude non-Jews. We'll talk more about this line tomorrow, by Hashem. Is it dafka a shliach lekabbalah? That's the Gemara. So we'll get to that tomorrow. But Itzrech, no, you still need the pasuk. Thakad adachamina eved vabaratiru klal. You might think an eved is totally excluded from truma. Aval oved kochavim, a guy hold the isa b'truma to nafshe. He could take off truma from his own field. Titzan, as the Mishnah says, ha'oved kochavim v'akusi shatarmu truas and truma. Their own field that has status of truma. Rashi says this mandamar holds that a goy's ownership does not take away the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So im shliach nami oved, since he can take off his own truma, so you might think he could even be a shliach for a Jew. Kamash malan, still we say not. We say that's the chiddush that he cannot be a shliach. Period. Okay, this gets into the next point, so we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue as of tomorrow. Again, a lot to talk about. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira, the sugi of aputrapis, zechia mitam shlichus, la mitam shlichus, and onaa. All of that is tomorrow. Okay, Hashem. Okay.